I'll be heading straight into our interview with Kicho. Healing from the process of sightseeing in Kayalicha is Kicho pouring his master's degree in politics from the University of Cape Town. He began Hip Hop Spider in 2007 when he introduced and writing by classmates. Welcome, Kicho.
Thank you very much, my leader. I appreciate that. Yeah.
So how did your music journey begin?
Yeah, as I've just read, it began around my music journey, not into the hip hop scene. The music one began around 2001 when I listened to Msawawa. I was listening to a lot of Msawawa and Mzambia. I was like, damn, I want to be the next one. And I was 7, and then they were doing Maunga Ganani, Avesla Liza Sim Kupan. And I was like, no, man, this is nice. And I was like, me too. I want to do this thing. And then from then, okay, we wrote quite a songs. We never went into studio because there were no studios at the time. Yeah. Oh, to access studio was difficult. Yeah. And then as time goes by, there's a development now into the hip-hop scene, into the Spaza scene. And then around 2005, you started writing hip hop because we're introduced by a classmate around 2005, and then around 2007 we take this thing serious. We now see ourselves as rappers, and then yeah, we start rapping rap, and then now it's a recent thing, and then we start to fuse whatever English word fits this hip hop thing with jazz. We play with now jazz cats, and then we're like, okay, sharp, let's do this thing. And then we play with them, like people like Otimilihle Tunjana, Clayton Pretorius, Jed Peterson Tefomaola. And then we do this fusing of hip hop and jazz, and it's nice, man, because we get inspired by the people like the Brother Moves On, the Muffins, Usibano Ngwati, Tumi and the Volume, and the likes.
So, me and you is quite similar because we both like jazz and politics.
Yeah, you like politics, nah?
I love it. I love it. Like is an understatement.
Oh,
I love politics.
Which politics?
The politics that happening there in National Parliament. I'm actually an activist. I call myself an activist because. Mm. When people deprive other people, so I write oppression, and learning from South African history inspired me that I want to go study politics.
Mm. Yeah, even me, I love. Is it love? I think it's love. The politics of, but mine are those of Black consciousness and Pan-Africanism.
Yeah. How do you march to address social issues in your music career?
As I've just said, I think it comes from Black consciousness and Pan-Africanism. That's where my politics comes from, to make sense of what being Black in the world means in this time. What does it mean to be Black? And we know that to be Black is to stay in the township, even to the now, in the democratic South Africa, is to, you know what Blacks do, violate each other in the townships and stuff, but we're making sense of what does it actually mean. This, so I'm trying to make sense of what Blackness means in this world.
What motivated you to study politics?
Man, I think that's one question which becomes difficult for me. I don't think it should be difficult, but it should be easy. Because in high school, it started in high school. The funny part is that in grade 11, I remember, we had no classroom or a class 2. Ukubone, when people arrive and then they go to their classrooms and stuff, they meet, you have a class teacher. Yabo. Us, we did not. We did have a class teacher, but our class teacher was a lab person.
Yeah.
So she was teaching us computer, what is it? CAT, computer applied. Computer application technology. Thank you very much. I forgot. But she didn't want us in her lab because we are rascals. And then I would sit outside, even in times of pie, and then we get feeding scheme. There's now in grade 11, we have to eat porridge. They're giving us porridge. It's nice in school. Now we have breakfast at school. Yeah, but for us, since other people are eating it in their classrooms, you know, we're having it outside of the class, but next to the school hall. Yeah. And then we call that the parliament. And that's when we discussed the politics of the school. We're lamenting and And if you remember the time, it's whereby the Guptas have just arrived in the country, have just settled and stuff.
Yeah.
We call ourselves the Guptas. I don't know why, because I think we thought we were rascals in the school. That's when we discussed political school issues or school political issues. And then from then, I think that's when my love for politics started. I was like, no, man, this thing is nice. And then when I went to varsity, I was like, let's start the politics. But I thought it's the politics of parliament for sure. And then I realized some time later that, no, man, politics is very vast.
But you get a wide range of politics.
Yeah, a very wide one.
Yeah. How has your performance been received by the public?
Nicely. I think so. Especially now. People are hungry for music. And if you realize that in this world now that we live in, people have been releasing music on each and every day, and it's nice music.
Especially now in lockdown.
Yeah, I think because of lockdown. I think so. Uba abahlali are receiving it in nice ways. They were like, yeah. Man, because they were hungry. Last year, there was no shows and stuff. People come in big numbers. I don't even want to lie. I'm very appreciative of the fact that we get big numbers in shows. At least we can eat now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get so those monies and then... And stuff. I appreciate it very much. I think the attendances, the acceptance of our music is very, very positive. I think so. And when I say very, very... in capital letters. It's nice, man. I appreciate it because there were times where I would cry that people say that they will come to our events and then they don't. But now they do. I think the cats are hungry.
They want to come watch music shows because they miss that kind of lifestyle.
Yeah.
Well, tell me what's the highlight of your music career.
That's a very difficult question. That's the highlight. It's playing live music, man. Because Kanye West has a line which I love. Said,
yeah.
I fantasized about this back in Chicago. Yeah. I never fantasized about this back in Khayelitsha to play live music. I don't want to lie.
Yeah.
Because when you are marginalized, there are things that you fantasize about and there are things that you don't. Because your fantasization, what is it in English? When you fantasize about a thing, but it's a process. Ish, I'm sorry. On weekends, my English takes a break.
All go through this.
Yeah. But there are things that you do not fantasize about because you know that you will never get access to, you will never reach. So there are these things that you only fantasize about. I never thought that it would be possible for me to play live music with jazz cats. I'm here. I'm singing, I'm rapping, I'm doing whatever, and then there's these elders playing it live.
Yeah.
It's very nice, man.
Did you already meet your Masikela?
Certainly no. I never even saw him play, and I love Brahu so much.
Brahu was a legend.
Too much, and I also have a song. I like to cover his Timela song, and certainly I never met him. When he comes to Cape Town, I think most of the times he came through the national international jazz festival, and I'm not broke, I'm poor. Yeah, and I was like, Brahu, can you please, man, do maybe? But I've never, maybe sometimes he did have free or relatively cheap shows, but certainly I've never seen him. And also I was sad to hear or see that the father Oliver Mtukudzi has passed on, because I was like, nah, I want to see this father. Especially last year, I was like, no, I'm going to spend my money to come see him.
Yeah.
And then...
So, what's your favorite song of your masika?
Stimela, Stimela, Sihamba, Ngama, Lali. That's my song.
Favorite song is Tumamina.
Nah, no, please.
I love that song.
No, it's a very nice song when it comes to the message, but like, send me to.
Because when he's talking about issues,
yeah.
Send me to Sabin.
Yeah.
Where I can help people get rid of the drinking addiction. So you must really,
yeah,
really listen to that song to understand it.
I think after that song, after Stimela, there's a fella. If you ever go to Lagos, Nigeria, yeah, and you wanna go dancing, go out and see Fela. It's my other favorite song of Brian Hugh, Fela.
Tell me as more about your recent live concert.
Yeah, man. Who told you that? Yeah, I have. I recorded at Concept Records. Shout out to the cats at Concept, man. Yeah, I love those cats very much. They're brothers, man. They hooked me up with a very beautiful live session and with my band. Shout out to my band. I love you. So we're doing Pumani e Papiloni live at Concept Records. We recorded everything live in studio.
Yeah.
It's a live jazz concert. It's nice. I've watched it.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of my music. I don't like listening to myself, man. I love the sound of my voice. It's nice, but I don't like listening to myself much. But I don't know. I love this thing that we did. It's really, really nice. Even the band Cats are like, yeah. So it's like an hour. People can find it through Quicket. Yeah. You go to Quicket, you search Kitso City. It appears, the Kitso City Pumane Papiloni live at Concept Records. And we premiered it from the 25th of October. And it's been October. Wow, even tomorrow it's October. This October month must end. Hey. September was short. So it premieres and then it plays until the 14th of November. The tickets are 65 rands. I think you can watch it as much as you can because you get the link through Quicket and then it takes you to YouTube.
Yeah.
And then from YouTube or through YouTube, you can watch it. And I love it when people watch it with their families. I want them to sit in couches and watch the show.
I like watching concert on Quicket, because then the whole family can watch it for one price.
How about? No, that's not the point, but for sure, that's what I want. You know, no. But also, I like the fact that people can watch it with their families. They're sitting in one place, they're here.
Yeah.
They enjoy the music nicely. But now you are talking about.
You currently contributing positively into your community with your art. How do you plan on contributing this
to the community?
Yeah.
This live event.
Yes.
How do you contribute when you are poor? No, man. I think, to be quite honest, with this one, that's when we want to eat. I mean, we've been since we started doing music in 2007, we started doing rap and stuff, and then we've been performing and stuff. But I think now it's the community that must contribute to us. We plead with the community, please, Bahlali. But also, I want them to watch the shows. That's why, like, the tickets, I think it's close to unlimited, or I'm not sure what Quicket does. But I think my contribution for me is for them, they can buy a ticket, they watch with their whole entire family, which I want.
Yeah.
And then they can again watch it. Please watch it as much as possible so that you enjoy and engage and then talk to me. Because I think criticism is very much important in growing. I need people to tell me. I don't want to tell me, but, oh yeah, kids, this is nice. For me, like every other artist, I live in my head.
You need to criticize
them. Yeah, please.
So you can improve yourself.
Yeah, please tell me, Kito, I think you are falling short in that thing and in that thing and in that thing. And then, for sure, at some point, because I'm a human, I'll be a bit defensive, but also it helps me grow.
Yeah.
Because tell me what I'm doing wrong through your perspective, And then I'm like, oh yeah, we'll see. If we think that now you don't quite understand, maybe we'll try to make you understand, but if you don't, but yeah. The community can please contribute to us. We are hungry. H-U-N, what's hungry? G-N-R-Y. Yeah.
If I may ask, how much is a ticket to you?
65 rand. It's very cheap with capital letters. But also I thought people, because they have to buy data.
Yeah.
Because not everyone has Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I wish, like in first world countries, you can have Wi-Fi.
The government can supply everyone who, at least with a laptop and with Wi-Fi.
Yeah, hopefully, but
yeah. Is there anything else you would like to say?
Please, people can please buy my tickets or buy the tickets to my show.
Yeah.
Share on all socials.
Yeah.
Share with people, because if you have access to more than zero people, then that's very much beautiful. Tell the person next to you about my show, about my arts, about anything. But also, people, don't be the reason why the next person cries.
Yeah.
Put a smile on people's faces. Yeah. That is very, very much nice when you put a smile on another kid's face. You say some things that are nice. And you, yeah, please don't be a reason why people cry. Yeah. And also love black people. Please love them. These cats are going through a lot. Love them. Also unity. I'm always for black unity, man.
Black power.
Yeah.
Black power.
But also black power will come after black people have through principle have united. Yeah.
Viva black people. Viva.
Viva black people.
Thank you for joining us.
That's nice. I thank you very much.
Thank you.